Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey there, and welcome to the podcast. This is Kristen.
And this is Molly.
All right, Molly, even though we are well into spring, and down here in Atlanta, we are even farther on our way into summer, I still need to do some spring cleaning.
Do you now?
Yeah, my room is just, I don't have any closets. That's the problem. There are closets, some storage closets in my house, but I have no closets to myself in my bedroom. And so beneath my bed is just a treasure trove of junk that I don't want to throw away because it's just things like old handbags and shoes and random clothes that I just don't really want to see ever, but I don't want to throw them away, you know?
Fair enough.
But at the same time, I don't want them under my bed anymore. I've got so much stuff like this. So on that note, I thought that we could use our podcast as a double duty for me to find out some surprising things that I can recycle to get rid of some of this waste that's in my room.
Fair enough. First off, do you have any prom dresses under your bed?
Actually, Molly, I do have prom dresses. I have prom dresses and I even have homecoming dresses, which is kind of weird because I wasn't really a fan of either of those events in my adolescence, but I somehow still have the mementos from it.
Well, one of the first things I think that is kind of interesting that can be recycled are all those prom dresses and your handbags that matched and the shoes that matched. If you look for an organization, the national one is called DonateMyDress.org. Mm-hmm. What they do is they take all those formal dresses and turn them around and give them out for free to girls who can't afford to buy their own for the prom. So that way no one, you know, is denied a prom just because they can't pay for it. And there are, you know, local chapters of this everywhere. Chicago, for example, has the Glass Slipper Project. So I would advise looking into that for numero uno.
Yeah, I think How Stuff Works actually had a prom and homecoming dress drive last year for it. I think it was something to do with maybe Hurricane Katrina, although that doesn't make sense because that wasn't last year. This is a terrible story that I'm telling. So that's why I'm going to move on to the next surprising thing that you can recycle, which are cosmetics. I also have a lot of old cosmetics that's like, you know, eyeshadow that I'm like, well, maybe I'll want that baby blue.
Your early experiments with makeup still hung around.
And terrifying. But I can actually send empty cosmetic containers back to some cosmetic companies and they will recycle them for me, which is pretty exciting because, you know, you don't really think about it. You have an old, you know, eyeshadow, lip gloss. It's empty. You toss it. But we're actually tossing a lot of cosmetics. So Origins from Estee Lauder actually just launched a new cosmetic recycling program, and they will accept any empty and clean cosmetic container at any Origins counter, and you can just take the empty stuff and they will recycle it for you.
Yeah. And if you're pretty brand loyal, I know that some brands have their own programs. Like MAC has one where I think it's 6 containers and you get like a free lipstick out of it. So some of them you might actually get a deal if you look into recycling them that way. And, you know, old makeup, always good to like grind down, use as an art supply.
Yes, Molly. I didn't know you were so crafty.
I'm pretty crafty. One craft, I will say, I don't know if you do have any spare rolls of wallpaper lying around, but I did have a teacher who was pretty crafty with leftover wallpaper, and she recycled that leftover wallpaper into books that we could draw our little stories in. She would fold the wallpaper over, sew some paper in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. Voila, storybook.
Nice. And Molly, I'm guessing if you made storybooks, you could easily make thing if you weren't planning to write a series of short stories in wallpaper. I'm sure that you could turn it into maybe greeting cards or there are some, I think the Craft Zine magazine blog has a whole list of, you know, things that you can do with paper like this, such as sewing it up and making cute little business card holders. Mm-hmm. And Martha Stewart also has a whole list of ideas for things that you can do with leftover wallpaper scraps, like just small snippets you might have that can work as light fixture coverings and backing for pictures and all sorts of creative ideas. Because right now wallpaper comes in so many neat patterns and textures that it's kind of a shame to just toss it all.
Yeah. Use it to line your drawers.
Yeah, drawer liner. Exactly, Molly.
Placemats.
Yeah.
Wallpaper, it's a wealth of opportunity.
Yeah, and another common thing that we use to decorate, which might seem kind of just easy to just toss away, sort of like the wallpaper scraps, are old Christmas lights.
Oh, man.
I have a pretty impressive collection of old unused Christmas lights that I don't really want to throw away either because, well, I don't really know why.
Well, here's the thing.
It just seems wrong to.
It seems wrong to, and you kind of think you'll use them again even though most of them are burnt out. Like, I don't think I have a working strand of Christmas lights even though I have an awful lot of Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you also don't want to have to go through the trouble of detangling those Christmas lights. To me, that's the most annoying part of it. HolidayLED.com and ChristmasLights.com, I believe, will accept your strands of unwanted Christmas lights and recycle them for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's a Christmas miracle.
It is a Christmas miracle. Speaking of light bulbs, Molly, with the whole green movement going on, one of the first tips that people always tell you is to switch out your old light bulbs for compact fluorescent light bulbs.
Right.
Because they last longer, better for the environment. That's great. But when they burn out,
Exactly.
If they ever do.
They're miracle workers.
Do you just toss them?
What do you do?
No, you can actually take them to Home Depot and they will recycle them for you as well. I don't know. Some other hardware stores might do this too. I'm not just trying to single out Home Depot.
There she is.
But I know that they will recycle those kinds of green light bulbs to make your life even greener.
That's pretty green. Okay, so here's a scenario for you, Kristen. Let's say you had gotten all your Christmas lights out, strung them up, and had a wonderful Christmas party, and you served some refreshments, as we girls are wont to do, perhaps a lot of wine, champagne, had a good time.
I want to go to that party.
Yeah, come on over at Christmas at my house. Anyway, say you have that party, and of course you're going to recycle all those wine bottles. That's a given. Mm-hmm. But did you know that if you keep all those corks, not just as mementos of a good time, you can send them back to a company and they'll recycle them for you?
Fascinating, Molly.
It is. Let me tell you the name of the company. If you send your corks to Recork America, they take all of them and they make all sorts of things. They can manufacture materials into flooring tiles, building insulation, shoe soles, fishing rod handles, bulletin boards, placemats. So keep those corks.
And I bet if you are a crafty gal like yourself, Molly, you can keep all those corks and make some fun craft items as well.
Cork wreath.
If you are wanting to do so.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience for crafts, but I would give you my corks, Molly.
Yeah, you can make your own, like, bulletin board out of corks.
Yeah.
Done. Hang it up in the office if you have a tolerant sort of office.
Now, Molly, let's say I've gone to your fantastic holiday party and, maybe I drank a few too many glasses of wine and champagne. Next day, I'm going to wake up, probably go to my medicine cabinet. Maybe take a little pain reliever.
But before you do, check the expiration date.
Okay.
There's nothing worse than taking expired medicines.
That's true.
In my opinion.
Yeah, but speaking, what I'm trying to get at, Molly, okay, is that there is a relatively new programs that are popping up in, let's see, 37 out of 50 states so far that are letting people recycle medication.
Really?
Yeah, this sounds kind of strange because you think of, you don't really think of taking used medicine, but according to a blog post on the How Stuff Works blog, Science Stuff, posted by our science editor, Allison Loudermilk, the U.S. now has 37 states that have passed drug reclamation or recycling laws, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. And they've got a website up that will give out all the guidelines for how you can recycle your medication. But in general, your donated drugs must not be expired, and they have to have a verifiable future expiration date. Controllable substances defined by the U.S. DEA are usually excluded and prohibited from recycling. State-licensed pharmacist or pharmacy has to be part of the verification and distribution process, and each patient receiving one of these recycled drugs must have a valid prescription form in his or her own name. So Molly, that might be something if you, particularly if you're moving, you know, and you're cleaning out the medicine chest and you have maybe some medications that haven't expired that you might want to try to pass along, because if you throw these meds away, they might end up in the groundwater supply. There's been all sorts of news stories about how discarded medications, flushing them down the toilet, is really not good for the environment or good for our health.
There's some scary stuff out there.
Yeah, so it could be worth looking into.
Yeah. So, Kristen, yesterday, to tell a little anecdote, I bought some new shoes.
Really?
Some new walking shoes.
Nice.
But did you know I can recycle the old ones?
That's good, because I have my shoes that I run in are disgusting, and I need to, well, I don't know that, do they grind them up? Because I wouldn't want someone else to wear them. I couldn't take them to a thrift store, is what I'm saying.
Well, if you feel you couldn't take them to a thrift store, there are plenty of programs that will take your old tennis shoes and redistribute them to, you know, people who might be grateful to have any shoe at all.
Mm-hmm.
But the program I was most interested to find out about was one that's run by Nike called Reuse a Shoe. And they'll take worn out athletic shoes from any brand, doesn't have to be a Nike, and they'll grind them up and make this material they call Nike Grind.
Mm-hmm.
And then they partner with sports surfacing companies. So it might be one day that you're playing on a basketball or a tennis court, and all of a sudden you look down and like, that's your shoe. Like, your shoe made that basketball court.
That sounds like a much better way for my shoes to go, because they really smell. They're way overused. And I think that they would work really well for a Nike
basketball court.
Yes.
Yeah. So all sorts of fitness flooring. It seems very much like the circle of life. Like, you wear out your shoes on a court and then your shoes become the court.
I like that, Molly.
It's deep.
It's very philosophical.
Yeah.
Another thing that we can recycle, that can be put to good use, or like this whole circle of life, if you will, Molly, that you're talking about, cell phones.
Mm.
We know that we should recycle our cell phone batteries, but did you know you can actually recycle your physical cell phone, the entire phone, and they can go back to good use? Some of these programs will take cell phones and then program them to dial 911 automatically, and they will give them out to women who are facing domestic violence programs, like at domestic violence shelters and things like that. So it's a pretty amazing second life for a cell phone.
There's this other cool program, Kristen, called Cell Phones for Soldiers. And basically, by collecting phones and selling them back, they're able to raise the money to buy prepaid calling cards for our brave men and women serving overseas. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's great. Well, Molly, speaking of overseas and traveling, that reminds me of, I think, one of your top five favorite movies of all time, which is Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants Part 2.
You know, I actually, much to my dismay, haven't seen that one yet, but I do love the first installment so much. And that tale involves girls who are sort of the epitome of recycling, if you will, because they take one pair of pants and manage to make it work for all of them. But if those pants should ever fail to work their magic, which seems highly doubtful, they should send them to a company called Bonded Logic. Because what Bonded Logic does is they make insulation for homes out of blue jeans, which I just think is the coolest thing ever. There have been like Habitat for Humanity houses built with these, and the whole reason that
Kristen brought up, my favorite film, Sister of the Traveling Pants, is the cotton people, the fine people who make cotton. There's a big promotional push. You might have seen like a big bin in the movie theater to drop your jeans there. Because the cotton people, they have this website called cottonfrombluetogreen.org. And they run a lot of the denim drives that eventually, you know, they take all the denim and they send it off to the people who make it into insulation. And it's yet another circle of life thing.
Yeah. Taking our discarded clothing and cell phones and all that and actually putting it to good use. Because when a lot of us think about recycling, we think about our cereal boxes and
aluminum
cans and newspapers and sort of the boring stuff, if you will, Molly. But I like thinking of recycling like this, getting a little creative with it and finding out how to get rid of just these things like that are taking up all that space beneath my bed and in drawers and that I just don't want to throw away because I don't want to waste it. And good thing to remember too is that while we have all of these specific items that can be donated, there are wonderful websites like freecycle.org, Craigslist, and others that allow you to literally recycle anything that you want. Freecycle is such a great example because it's exactly what it sounds like. You're recycling things for free. You kind of do swaps with other people. Like, say, Molly, you want my paperback edition of Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 2.
Oh,
and
do I?
And I would like, you know, your new pair of shoes that you bought yesterday. So I think that we could probably make a trade. And there are other cool things going on, like local clothing swaps. I know there's one, I think, this coming weekend that I'm going to be going to. And bartering markets. And, of course, my favorite, the flea market, where you can really just find a second life for anything that you, almost anything, within reason. A lot of things that you need to get rid of.
I say if you can get a use for those smelly gym shoes, if you can't find a use for something else, you're probably not thinking hard enough.
Yeah. So I think, Molly, we have tackled this recycling problem, and I have a lot of work to do when I go home tonight. I need to get cracking.
You do need to save the planet one room at a time.
It's time to do my spring/summer cleaning once and for all. I'm going to do it. You have empowered me to do so, Molly. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, guys, if you have any questions or comments for me and Molly or any other surprising things that you can recycle that we did not mention that you would like us to share with our other listeners, please send us an email at momstuff@howstuffworks.com. And if you'd like to learn more about how recycling works and how to green up your life, head on over and read some articles on all those things at howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Want more How Stuff Works? Check out our blogs on the howstuffworks.com homepage.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
This episode is brought to you by Pedigree.
If you've been looking for love at first sight, it is closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.